Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2296. Please Take Care of Your Body, Part 2, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, today's episode is part 2 of a longer post. If you missed part 1, then I'd recommend going back and listening to that episode first. That was episode 2295. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Please Take Care of Your Body, Part 2, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Why does anyone accept feeling meh in their body? Maybe it feels like how you feel right now is good enough. It's not great, but you'll take it. Maybe it feels too complicated to figure out how to feel better. Maybe it feels like one more thing to add on your already full to-do list for the day. Maybe it feels like not what you want, because what you want is to hit a personal record on your back squat. Maybe it feels like it's too good to be true, to feel great, better than what they say you should feel like at your age, to be abundantly capable, absolutely durable, wildly powerful, and incredibly strong. Like anything in life, if you don't know you can have better, you don't think to go after better. Maybe you've dated a few people who are suitable, but then you meet the one, and you realize it can be so much better than you thought. Maybe you've been drinking coffee from a regular drip-style coffee maker, and then someone makes you a handcrafted pour-over, and you realize it can be so much better than you thought. The point is, if you don't know it can be better with your body, that it can feel better, stronger, more durable, more injury resistant, more capable than it does right now, you don't know to go for it. If I could imprint one message on your soul forever, it would be this: you can, so go for it. But what if I fail at actually making my body feel and move well? What if I'm already hanging on by my fingertips, and I'm afraid I can't hang on for the long haul that is cellular adaptation? What if I try and find out that I'm actually stuck in a body that doesn't feel the way I want it to? These fears are understandable, but I don't know how. It's terrifying to have something go wrong in your body, to feel the initial pain and dysfunction, to not know what the cause is, to not know how to make it better. Even when you find a path to start addressing it, it's scary to not know how long it's going to take. It's scary not knowing if you'll ever get back to what you were before. Figuring out how to heal the aches and pains, learning how to build a solid foundation from which to grow your strength, your power, your endurance, and your sense of freedom, it's okay if it feels scary wading into these waters. I totally get you. I've experienced something similar myself. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but this past year, my skin started acting differently. I was in hats and outdoor gear more than ever, and my skin didn't know if it should be dry or oily, or if it should heal a cut with a big scab, or just make a pimple around the edges of it, or what. It was strange feeling like there was a thing on my body that I didn't know how to take care of. But I got over my fears and anxiety about not knowing what to do, and got myself into the hands of a dermatologist, an expert in skincare, who would be able to teach me, guide me, and help me. I am, to my dermatologist, what my clients are to me. It's good to be a student, and it's good to have a guide. There's no shame in not knowing how to do something for your body. But if you want to change how your body feels and moves, and you don't know how, you need to take ownership of finding a guide and learning. Like, I went to a dermatologist to learn how to help my skin. People come to me to learn how to help their bodies. And so many people arrive on my coaching doorstep very injured, feeling very crummy, and in a deeply adversarial relationship with their body, as if it were not to be trusted to hold up for them for even a second. It's a challenging state of affairs when you're always slightly distrustful that your body won't support you. There's good news here, though. Getting the skills you need to be an excellent caretaker of your body may be something you don't have yet. But getting those skills is not hard. The outcomes are knowable, and the sense of accomplishment is guaranteed. Here are four simple actions you can take today to start or continue the process of becoming an excellent caretaker of your body. Four steps to reclaiming how your body feels and moves. Step one, reject the message that it's normal to feel crummy as you get older. Live it, shout it from the rooftops, stand for something better than what mainstream media wants you to stand for. Be one of the ones who stands up for feeling awesome in your body, no matter your age, history, or ability. Step two, start learning to change your own signal response situation. I wrote a quick reading manual for guiding you through how to do this, because you need to know how your body responds to the signals you send it, and more importantly, how to change that signal so you get the response from your body that you want. Get your copy of the manual on my site. Step three, start looking for others who also think this way. It's too hard to be the only person in your circle who is proactively taking care of their body. Having like-minded individuals makes a major difference in your own level of motivation and accountability. That was intensely clear during the 21-day habit challenge we just wrapped up in the Fit for Real Life community over on Facebook. People who believe the same thing, executing that belief in their own lives, supporting each other through posts on the Facebook page. There's room for you in the Fit for Real Life community. Join us. And step four, write down these four truths of being fit for real life somewhere you can remind yourself of them until they become your new normal. Remember, it's not out of reach for you, unless you decide it is. Truth number one, you can make your body anti-fragile, capable of adapting to a variety of situations, no matter your age, your history, or your previous injuries. Truth number two, you can pursue all your passions and take care of your body so that you can adapt, support, and nurture your body through every season of your life. Truth number three, you can feel empowered in being able to recognize when a part of your body needs some specific attention and feel confident that you know exactly what to give your body. And truth number four, you can feel confident giving the middle finger to everyone who says, it's normal to feel crummy as you get older, because you know that's a lie. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Please Take Care of Your Body, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to expand on something Kate mentioned. She said that wading into uncharted waters can be pretty scary. Not knowing which path to take on your quest for optimal health and wellness can be intimidating. We can overanalyze the situation. This will then confuse us more, and then at some point, we'll throw our hands up in the air and ask ourselves what the point of all of this is. Say someone wanted to learn more about which diet is the absolute best. Well, like many of us, they'd probably start by Googling it. And in fact, if they were to Google the word nutrition, in under 1 second, they would end up with over 3.62 billion results, all in under 1 second. How can we possibly wade through all of this information and not feel overwhelmed? Well, here's the thing. You're listening to this podcast, so you are primed and ready to take action. The fact that you listen to this show means you like hearing about this stuff and are looking for ways to improve yourself. That alone is a huge step in the right direction. There are many that aren't ready to hear what we talk about on this show. So the next step is then to take the actual next step. Start somewhere. Try something, anything that isn't likely to harm you. It can be the smallest step forward, like walking in place in your living room during commercials while watching your favorite TV show. It can be planning just one lunch or one dinner this week. Just start. And if you get stuck, well, come back here and we'll help you through it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.